Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, so many things took place. We didn't have a chance to talk about everything, obviously. And, you know, Greece made a decision that was very important. They made a decision to select a conservative government versus a liberal government. Wow. And if they would have chose the other route, then the dominoes would have actually begun to fall at that moment. You know, and as those that haven't been listening, you can go back and listen to some of the prophetic highlights about that. But there's a prophetic word about the dominoes effect. When this falls, then that falls, and this falls. And they're speaking of it today, talking about a cloud coming from Europe is what they're talking about. And so, but they chose a conservative government, but it was not a big enough majority. So they have to partner with other parties to be able to, it's going to be real, it's just a delay. Mm-hmm. We've been given more time.
Wow.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. We've been given more time, you know, and we have more time, not just to buy beans, we have more time to repent, you know, more time to turn back to God's way. And I really feel strongly that we need to loose on VFN TV, you know, the word about breaking free from religion. You know, I really feel that. If you know, we can make that available to our subscribers.
Okay.
You know, it's a free subscription. You go to VFNTV.com. But, you know, you need a now word. I mean, I'm going to be talking to you about Joel Rosenberg's brand spanking new book. Now, he's wrote a lot of, quote, fiction books that just happen to be real. He just calls them fiction. But now he's writing a book. It's called Implosion. It just came out of the presses. And he's talking about, you know, America is focusing on all these outside influences, not realizing that we're going to implode from within. But then he goes back and he revisits the first Great Awakening and the second Great Awakening. And he begins to theorize with the reality that America is not prophetically mentioned in the Bible, that we could possibly have a third Great Awakening. But that will only come if the church repents. The only hope for America is the church. And we're not talking about a building, you know, house or crystal cathedral, everything in between. We're talking about the building people, human beings. And so I'm just so excited that we can be a part of that, you know, VFN, you know, radio and VFN TV and the VFN family, because, you know, we've been walking this journey, you know, trying to get back to a place of the simplicity of the gospel. And God has really honored us with confirming with signs and wonders and miracles and children prophesying and all these things that you read about when you read about, you know, past moves of God. And it says this child looked at this man and he climbed up in his lap and laid hands on him and he got healed. And everybody goes, ooh, ah, it is ooh, ah. But it's happening every day in VFM. In VFN, there's happening all over the place. You know, mm-hmm. it's just natural, you know. You know, so we don't follow signs as believers, right. You know, of course, obviously that happens a lot. You know, a sign shows up and everybody's like flies, flying in. But signs are supposed to follow you.
Right.
You know, your signs and wonders follow you who believe. You cast out demons. Mm-hmm. You speak in new tongues. And so, and believe me, when you start believing God for what he says about you, and that in addition to you're in right standing with God, so you don't need to walk in that self-condemnation thing that goes on, you know, understanding the power of the cross of Christ, then there's hope. But, you know, the world can go on without America, believe it or not.
Mm.
But, you know, Pat, I really want America to make it, you know. I kind of like,
yeah.
You know. I mean, their portions are so small. You know, they're, you know, the it's just so much more difficult, and their color, their road signs are just weird, you know.
Yeah.
And remember trying to read, you know, that it's just, you know, they're driving the wrong side of the road, and
yeah.
But it's just a good country. I mean, God's really blessed us. Why not? Let's just listen to Father, you know, Father God, and turn to his son, Jesus Christ, and to say, wash us, forgive us, cleanse us, we're sorry. And by the way, after you finish that little altar moment, then you walk it out, you know, and that's an abiding lifestyle. But I want to encourage you that that's great to hear, because, you know, you've heard me, you've been listening to the VFN radio, and the VFN family's been hearing me, that, you know, we're believing, I think the very first broadcast, we're believing for a third Great Awakening, that we're going to lock our focus on. And a Great Awakening is not a revival, and revivals are awesome. We, you know, we're part of a Brownsville Revival there. And it was just, you can't describe it. It was just so awesome. Hopefully we're going to play some testimonies from it. You know, we have some that's being digitized because it was a previous move of God. And, but a great awakening changes the DNA of a nation. It changes the way they do business. It changes the way they do politics. It changes the way they do all their newspapers and media. It just restructures the DNA. And for those that don't know what DNA is, it's what you're made of. Inside the DNA, every one of your cells has a DNA, and it literally is the code for how your body's built. And so a great awakening is our only hope. And it's going to take a great awakening, but it can happen. I mean, think about it. You know, the first great awakening happened on, the second great awakening happened on horseback. I mean, he's riding his horse. So it was Jonathan Edwards, I guess, and we'll know more about that, more details about that coming up. But they rode on horseback going straight. If you're going to go from Georgia, maybe West Georgia, Birmingham area, and you're going to go all the way up straight north, up to through Pennsylvania and maybe Jersey, kind of like in that whole area. There was just a massive move of God in that area. And they were going on horseback, and they were preaching to their throats bled. And they would preach for so long, and then somebody would, and they had a big wooden stand in a tree that was real high enough so thousands could see them. And the people would go out in the woods to hear them speak, you know. And then they would get touched by God. They would encounter God. And guess what they would do, Pat?
What's that?
They would go tell somebody.
Wow.
That's how simple it was, you know. It's like, oh, we got saved. Let's go hire an evangelist, you know. Come on. They would go back to their cities, and they would tell people what happened to them. Then those people would come out into the wilderness, and they would tell them the same thing they told them. Mm-hmm. And the power of God was moving. And next thing you know, a great awakening happened to our nation. And it can happen again. That's right. And, you know, we're set up to believe God for that, you know. And one of the specific things that we're believing for, we're focusing on, is 300 selfless soldiers, you know, not soldiers, you know, spiritual soldiers, soldiers that will lay down their life for their fellow man, that will actually follow the blueprint of heaven, that will follow God's commands, and that will walk in such a way that when people, and they will imitate you, when they do imitate that, it'll be healthy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about Gideon. Gideon was like eking out a living in a wine press, you know. You might be listening right now thinking, man, I'm trying to eke out a living, you know. And it's a different definition for Americans versus somewhere else. And God just showed up because he had a hunger, you know. He heard about what was going on and previously, like a first great awakening, second great awakening. And, you know, what had happened, and he goes, you know, I keep on hearing about all this stuff, but I don't want to, you know, I don't see it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, then God goes, you know, mighty man of valor. He looks in the wine press, flipping things upside down, trying to find out, who is he talking to? And I'm the weakest and the least likely. That's why I want you. You know, and then God begins to put together, you know, 300 selfless soldiers that were willing to follow God's plan, because it was God's plan. And he was going to do that. In such a way, he strategized and did it in such a way towards us so that mankind would not take the credit for it. He kept on saying, oh, you got too many. They're going to write a book about it. They're going to talk about how they did it. You know, you know, you just need to lean to the left, shout amen twice, and put $100 in the offering plate. You know, right? And, you know, it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, it's God that does this, you know? And so and for the contemporary, I guess you call it the offering bag. But for those who just trust God, it's just, you know, understanding that he had to make the adjustment. You know, this is Judges chapter 7, you know, we're talking about. And he listened. Gideon listened, you know, after going through a big process. He said, you know, you sure? Yeah, sure. And he said, just get close. Get close to the people that I'm going to defeat. And he got close to them. If you start listening to where God's called you and listen to their people's voices, because what their voice is a spirit. What they're saying is the spirit that they're of. And that's pretty shocking to find out.
Yeah.
And realize that it's either right or wrong. And it built his confidence. And he came back. And actually, God gave a dream to the enemy and gave an interpretation of the dream to one of the fellow soldiers in the enemy's army. And it ended with, it's Gideon. It's Gideon. You know, and Gideon. Yeah, get him. You know, how could that? You know, how could a barley loaf rolling down a hill be Gideon other than just God just putting the fear of God in their hearts? And so, he gathers 300 selfless soldiers that God tells him, this one, not that one. This one, not that one. That one. This one. That one. This one. You know, and thousands of people came, but they left during the hard times and all that kind of stuff, and that was okay because everybody got delivered. Everybody got the benefit of God, not just the 300, but everybody, even the ones that complained and everyone that were fearful, and the whole nation got delivered because God delivered them all, but he did it in such a way that he got the glory for it. And it was to 300. And it had to be 300 that would listen. Mm-hmm. They would not set aside the commands of God for their own ideas. I got an idea. Oh, not the 300.
All right. Right. All right.
It's already written down. Read it. It's called the Word of God. And so, you know, we're excited about that. We're believing for that. We believe that that would be one of the parts of, you know, a significant part of helping to bring people to a place of revival, you know, a great awakening. And, you know, John actually does mention, Joel Rosenberg mentions, and it always confirms it. If anybody would know, he would know. They've looked and looked for America in the prophetic word, and it's just America's just not in there. I mean, you got to make it up if it is. And, you know, which I say all the time, it's like, that doesn't mean that we have some trump card that we can just, well, that's not a good word, is it? Anyway, we have some trump card that we can get out of jail free. Mm-hmm. It just means all kinds of signs and wonders can happen to us and nobody's going to talk about it much. You know, mm-hmm. We could be here today and gone tomorrow.
Right.
And so, my goodness, we're believing, like Joel is, and hoping for, a third great awakening. In that third great awakening, it's not going to be about America anymore. It's going to be about how, you know, if God gives it to us, mm-hmm. It's going to be about how we play end time role with Israel, you know, mm-hmm. that we would integrate with Israel and help them, and they would be the focus.
Right.
You know, and right now we have... you know, President Putin from Russia bringing his ships down. We got our president, our leader, mm-hmm. shaking hands with him with a big smile on his face, thinking, you know, like, this is good. And it's like, this is like Gog and Magog, and this is end times. And tomorrow, hopefully, we'll have a little bit of interview from Joel Rosenberg talking about that this are like major, major prophetic fulfillments. I mean, we're like in this last moment. And he said it'd be like the days of Noah, mm-hmm. you know, people getting married, you know, people just living like nothing's happening. And then suddenly, you know, the door closes on the ark and you can't get in.
Right.
You know, and that would be so sad, wouldn't it? And I want to encourage you now, you know, before we go to this one moment of announcements, I want to encourage you that you can get in. It's just a choice. You know, there's been a big, big, problem in America, the American gospel, that another message, another Jesus has been preached. And so you can't, it's not, you don't look to America or the American church to see how you're supposed to repent. You look to the Word of God. You look to those who abide with him and who are hearing him and who want, and you're seeing the fruit of God in their life and not their gifts, because we, you know, the gifts are not their fruit. The gift is a gift. Uh-huh. Can you imagine somebody getting a Christmas gift and it's all wrapped up? And they go, look at me, look at me. He's like, that's not you. It's something I just gave to you, right?
Right, right.
I'm a car, I'm a car, I'm a car. No, you're a person who just got a car. You're not the car.
Right.
And the churches begin to, as always, identify themselves with their gifts and all. But be encouraged. You can make a decision today. You can make a decision today. You can meet God today, the real God. The real Jesus. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. All this other stuff's been a strategy of, you know, of Satan to damper down revelation, to snuff out, you know, the acknowledgement of God and all these different things. But I got good news for you. God is not going nowhere. He hadn't left anywhere. And he loves you and he has a plan for your life. We'll be right back with the Word of Wisdom.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.